Indiana gaming legislation stalled in wake of Eberhardt's corruption confession. Due to a number of recent developments, Indiana legislators have opted not to accept any new gaming bills in the 2024 legislative session. House Speaker Todd Huston and Senate President Pro Tem Roderick Bray made the decision public after former state legislator Sean Eberhardt pled guilty to federal corruption charges. Eberhardt admits accepting bribes. Sean Eberhardt, once a representative for Shelbyville, admitted to receiving a bribe from Spectacle Gaming. This involved a promise of a high-paying job, a fact that came to light as a result of his backing of a 2019 gaming bill that heavily favored Spectacle Gaming. Senate President Pro Tem Roderick Bray highlighted the seriousness of this incident, stating that no gaming legislation should be expected in 2024. Bray, along with House Speaker Todd Huston, agreed that Eberhardt's corruption case had significantly tainted any future gaming-related legislative efforts in the upcoming session, as reported by WBAA, a West Lafayette media outlet. Related. Malta's Joseph Muscat accused of further corruption. An uncertain future for Indiana's gaming industry. Eberhardt's guilty plea has implications beyond the immediate legislative agenda. Bray expressed concerns about the lasting effects of this situation, highlighting the tarnished reputation of the statehouse and the diminished public trust in its integrity. This casts a long shadow, making it challenging to advance such policies in the future. Despite these challenges, Indiana's gaming scene has seen some positive strides. Sports betting was legalized in September 2019, and the state has experienced substantial growth in this area. The anticipated opening of the Terre Haute Casino Resort in March 2024 is expected to be a boon for the state's gaming industry, despite the current pause in legislative progress regarding gaming.